This weekend, they'll be asking, how is a story created? What makes a character believable? What makes a word, phrase, or sentence jump off the page and stick in your memory? Several area authors will answer those questions and more in a day-long workshop for educators called Think Like a Writer. WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella had a chance to speak by phone with Donna Salva, who is president of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Reading Association, about this Saturday's event at the University of Scranton.
The Northeastern Pennsylvania Reading Association offers a lot of programs throughout the year for educators, teachers, administrators, for parents, and for students. And we are so fortunate because we have a wonderful working relationship with several outstanding award-winning authors in our area. A few of them approached me and said that they would like to offer a writer's workshop, and would we be interested in hosting it with them? And I was thrilled. After a few meetings and discussions, we met with Dean at the Penisca College of Professional Studies, and we were able to arrange to have this workshop. The authors are going to be presenting sessions on playing with words. This session is going to help teachers to instruct students to learn the joy in playing with words. That's one of the things I always loved about reading, and I loved working with little children in emergent readers, emergent literacy, to see their joy in discovering words. So that's one session that's going to be outstanding. Then we have another session that's going to be presented, understanding the creation of character, and understanding that, you know, the essence of a story, the character is so important, that the story centers on who the character is and what the character does and so forth. This session is designed to help teachers teach children how to write about their characters. And then we're going to have another session on discovering the whole book. When the children understand how important the art is, the layout, the design of the book, and so forth. And we're so excited because we have some of the authors who are going to be presenting for us are Lindsay Barrett George, Kim Briggs, Jan Chirripko, Claire Gillow Clark, Allison Green Myers, Linda Oatman High, and Patricia Thomas. And all of them have been so wonderful in their desire to share their expertise. I'm always so inspired by these people. It's amazing when I sit and talk with them or I sit in the session that they're presenting, I always can see their love of what they do and how important what they do is to them and art and their craft. I think that inspires teachers to do that for their students. We're really looking forward to this workshop. When we use children's literature to teach so many different points in school, we want them to know that the printed word does have meaning and their stories are important. I'm hoping that educators will always show children how important words are and the meaning of words. And, you know, when I look at text messages, they're not spelled correctly, they're not using punctuation and so forth. I really have a very difficult time with that, and I worry about those types of things affecting our youth and how they're using words. I'm fearful of where we're going, but I'm also very hopeful because I think we do have dedicated educators who are making the effort to show children how important these things are, that we're going to be able to continue to see children express themselves beautifully, poetically, with words. Years ago, Eileen Felgus, who's the author of the Kid Writing Program, was talking about learning being a joyful experience and that writing should be a joyful experience. And if there's joy in the classroom, you know, there's going to be success in the classroom. And I always thought about that. And that's what I always try to do, have a joyful environment. When you are reading a story to them, or when they're learning to read and they have such pride and, you know, an accomplishment, like, oh, I read that. And then when they start writing and they read their little stories to you, the joy in their faces, the accomplishment and the pride that they feel, I think that's incredible. I'm very hopeful that we're going to continue this in our educational system, and we're going to be able to do this with the help of such outstanding, talented writers as the people we have presenting our workshops.
Now, this is the maiden voyage for something like this in Scranton. So where do you hope this leads?
I hope it leads to more of these workshops. I hope that we can say that, you know, this is going to be an annual event, and I hope it's going to get bigger and better. I hope it leads to teachers going back to their classrooms and taking what they learn to their students, and hopefully having the students gain from all of this knowledge. And I hope it inspires children to put down their devices and pick up an actual pen and take pen to paper.
Donna Salva, president of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Reading Association, speaking with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella about a special day-long workshop for educators called Think Like a Writer. It's this Saturday, March 25th, at the University of Scranton from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's in Kane Forum in Leahy Hall, and it features two panel discussions and several breakout sessions offered by six area authors. There will be a wrap-up panel and author book signings to conclude the day. For more information on the web, nprareading.org, nprareading.org. That's Think Like a Writer for Educators, a day-long workshop this Saturday at the University of Scranton in Leahy Hall. For more information on the web, nprareading.org. Thank you, Lisa Mazzarella.